Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. We had a call from a lady who was wondering how to dispose of religious articles. And I gave her some creative ways to do that, like if Father will permit to have a little basket in the vestibule of the church where some of these crucifixes that might have come from rosaries and things could be put in a basket with a sign free. And families with children often like to have those things. And because free is good, that would be, I think, an easy way to dispose of them in a way that keeps them significant in the lives of others. But I did find a kind of a more systematic explanation of this from the Diocese of Superior in Wisconsin. Here's what they say. As Catholics, we are accustomed to having religious objects blessed, which signifies the permanent sanctification and dedication of an object for some sacred purpose. Once a religious object is blessed and dedicated for divine worship or veneration, it must be treated with reverence and must not be used in either an improper or profane way. What happens when the rosary or statue breaks and is irreparable, or when the palm dries out and the following Palm Sunday provides us with new palms? The basic rule for the disposition of these items is to burn or bury them. Therefore, the normal rule of thumb is that anything that has been blessed should be burned and then the ashes buried, or they could simply be buried. A second option. As a Catholic, collecting sacramentals such as votive candles, religious pictures, rosaries, which sometimes break, medals, palm branches, and other miscellaneous religious items is fairly common. What do you do if you're not sure if they're blessed? One option, if they're still usable, is to give them away to other people who could use them. If you can't find any takers, here are some other options. The proper disposal of votive candles and other devotionals, if they have been blessed, is to burn or to bury them, most preferably the former in the case of the candles. Letting candles burn down entirely, or if this presents a hazard, should the glass candle holder break, burn them by themselves. It is not a sin to throw away blessed items, but out of proper respect, one should dispose of them in this way. If devotionals have not been blessed, such as some of the holy cards and such that come through the mail, those are simply pictures and can be thrown away. If you feel uncomfortable throwing them away, you can burn or bury them as well. Then they give a third option, which includes things that should not be shared. Any liturgical items that are obviously damaged or worn beyond their ability to function worthily, if the items are burnable, they should be burned. If possible, the ashes should then be collected and buried on the church grounds or in a Catholic cemetery. If the items cannot be burned, they should be disassembled or destroyed in a way that prevents any profane reuse and then buried on church grounds or in a Catholic cemetery, not disposed of in a landfill. If the item is metal that could be melted down for reuse, it must first be disassembled or destroyed in a way that prevents any profane reuse in its recognizable form prior to its trip to the smelter. So there you have it. So those are some suggestions about what you can do with those articles. Hope that's helpful.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.